space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Resurgence. Her mission? To explore strange new ideas. To seek out new ethos, new inspirations. To boldly look within for the betterment of all.
Computer, lights. I guess I'd better get up. Computer, time.
Time is 0600 hours.
Computer, record personal log.
Recording personal log.
Personal log. Lieutenant, wait, that feels funny on my tongue even though I'm free. Andrew Snyder, recording. Stardate. What is the stardate? I don't even know anymore. I've lost all sense of time and reality ever since the trial ended. I don't really know anything anymore. I've been on medical leave since the trial ended. Forced medical leave. The word is that the reporters from the Federation News Network have been so eager for my thoughts on the entire thing that they've been roaming Starfleet headquarters every single day like ants on a pile of sugar, wanting to talk to me about how I escaped a court-martial in prison. Knowing that, I've got myself a spot to sleep in a civilian area of San Francisco, so I can have some peace and quiet. Even so, I think I'm ready to get out and do something, but not here. I've scheduled a trip to the Fleet Museum on one of the civilian tour shuttles that's supposed to leave from the city's transport hub at 8 a.m. I'll spend some time wandering the museum today and see if I can get a feel for duty again. I'm going to eventually run out of medical leave Dr. Davali and Counselor Zabara put me on. I'm gonna have to decide if I'm gonna stay with the Resurgence or resign from Starfleet. Computer, save log and personal files. I need some coffee to wake me up before I get my stuff together and go to the civilian port. God bless Rectagino.
We are now landing at the Fleet Museum port.
Does that announcement have to go off every time? It feels like angry bees buzzing around my brain. I never realized that the museum was so big and full of stories about great things and great individuals. I honestly don't know what I'm doing here. Why am I here?
Probably doing the same thing I am, I expect. Looking at how you might fit into the stories.
Commander, what brings you to the Fleet Museum? Aren't you supposed to be on duty?
The crew has been on leave since the trial. Captain Ownsby wanted to give us all time to process everything before we went back into space. I was using some of that leave to see if any of my house were in exhibits here. He says he tried to contact you.
I've been keeping my comm badge and computer off. I just needed some peace and quiet after the trial. What did they care anyway? When I was in jail, none of them came to visit. Why are they even trying to get a hold of me now?
Nobody from the crew was allowed to visit you in prison, before or during the trial. We were not even allowed to send letters. Captain Ownsby attempted to get permission, but his request was denied. The captain and the rest of the crew will be
relieved.
They'll
be relieved to what? To know I'm alive so they can turn their back on me?
The captain has been concerned about you and wishes to speak with you, as do we all.
If you all really cared about me, why was I shoved on leave as soon as the trial was over? Nobody even talked to me about it to see if it was what I wanted. I was just handed a pad saying that I was on indefinite leave, like I was a problem that needed to get rid of. I don't feel so good. Go away, Kamarna. Seeing you again, talking to you about the trial and the crew, it's made me remember how worthless I am. I'm nothing but garbage that you all wanted to throw away.
I need help here.
The hell? Davole, I thought you said Snyder was fine.
I said that he needed rest, yes. But that he also needed people to look in on him from time to time. What, did you just ignore my orders because you wanted a vacation for yourself?
I did try to write and call. I didn't get any response.
Don't give me that, Admiral. You knew where he was staying after the trial was over. Why didn't you visit him to make sure he was okay?
Where am I? Doctor? Admiral?
You're in my apartment. Commander Kamarte called us from the Fleet Museum, and I sent Davale to come collect you in a shuttle. Lieutenant.
Don't call me that.
All right. Andrew, what the hell happened to you? When I asked Dr. Davale and Counselor Yabara to send you on medical leave...
You wanted to get rid of me because I'm worthless and I'm not worthy of my rank or future in Starfleet. I wasn't supposed to win that trial, and you were angry that I did it, so you sent me away!
No, Snyder. I sent you on leave so you could recover from the trial, from being in jail before then. I thought you could use time to decompress.
The way you're acting right now is telling me that the Admiral made the right call. Jail and the trial affected you. It hurt you. However, I will say that the Admiral should have done more than just write and call, especially since he knew your location. You're right to feel angry, but you aren't right to call yourself worthless, because it's not true.
Look, Lieutenant, if you want to come back to the ship, you're certainly welcome to. Whether or not you return to duty, however, is not in my hands. You would have to be cleared by the doctor and counselor for duty. We're all returning to Resurgence tomorrow.
Why tomorrow?
Commander Kamarta's up at the Fleet Museum doing some personal research and asked for the day. So I granted it to him.
Well then, Lieutenant, We have the day to get some food, healthy drink, and rest into you before we go back to the ship. That is, if you want to go back.
I don't know what I want.
All right. Well, how about you let the doctor help you for now, and I'll get you both some space. With your permission, I'd like to mention the situation to Counselor Ybarra.
Or you could explain why you don't like getting too close to people.
That comment, Doctor, is out of line.
I just told you that Lieutenant Snyder needs support, and you're going off to pass him off to Counselor Ybarra instead of being there for him yourself. I've noticed a pattern with you, Admiral. You don't like getting too close to people emotionally. Now, why is that?
This conversation is over, Doctor. Do what you have been asked to do. I have a call to make.
I don't mean to be any trouble, Doctor.
You're not trouble. Now, let's get you taken care of.
Okay.
Welcome back to Resurgence.
I'm just here. I'm not doing anything on duty yet.
But we've still missed you. Even if you're not on duty yet, we're still happy to see you.
Whatever. Should I just go to my quarters now, or do I need to check in with the Admiral first?
This is not a prison, Lieutenant.
Please, Counselor, call me Andrew. I'm not comfortable being addressed by my rank yet.
Would you like to talk to the Admiral?
No, I'm a little tired right now. I want to rest in my quarters for a little while first. Thanks anyway. I thought he'd be here to welcome me back, but I guess he's busy.
I'll let the Admiral know you've arrived. Would you like me to walk you to your quarters, Andrew?
No, I just need to be by myself right now. Thanks anyway.
Computer, pause music. Come.
Admiral Ownsby, do you have a moment? Or are you listening to your Cardassian music while you work?
And how do you know that I was listening to Cardassian music, Counselor?
I could hear music coming from here. Also, ever since you took command of the Resurgence, you listen to Cardassian music once a week, and you haven't listened to it this week yet, so I guessed. My guess, it was a present from someone.
It was. It relaxes me. But I don't want to talk about that right now, Counselor. I assume you don't want to either. You came here for something else.
I'm concerned about Lieutenant Snyder, sir. He was a little upset you weren't there to personally welcome him back to the ship. He's in his quarters now if you want to talk to him. You know, welcome him back.
I'll be happy to talk to Lieutenant Snyder once he's had time to rest, but I want to give him that time first. I don't want to approach him when he's so...
vulnerable.
I'm not trained to be a counselor, Ybarra.
What Lieutenant Snyder needs are friends, Admiral. I know you're his superior officer when he is on duty, but he needs help and support to get to that point from friends. Be his friend. Help him know that you care about him. You don't need any training to be a friend to someone. You just have to care about them.
It's hard for me to care about people under my command as friends, Counselor.
At least go say hello when you get a moment, and let him know that you're happy to see him back. I'm going to encourage everyone else to do the same.
Soon as I have our next assignment and finish the paperwork, I'll go and welcome Lieutenant Snyder back to the ship. I really do want him to be well-rested when I speak to him so that we can have a pleasant conversation. Is there anything else, Counselor? I do have a lot of work to get done.
No, Admiral. There's not.
How am I back on this ship? Shouldn't have gotten off, but I did. How? How did I get off and why? Computer, pull up the records from my trial and list them in chronological order.
Records displayed in chronological order.
Excellent. Now, let's see why Lieutenant Snyder won the trial when he wasn't supposed to.
Don't be dramatic about it, Calicos. Just get it done. You have more important work to do than sit in your office and sit through logs, and you know that!
All right, Infamous. I'm getting to it. Just relax. What's this? A personal log recorded by Lieutenant Andrew Snyder from inside the solitary confinement unit of Soul Station? I thought prisoners on his level weren't allowed pads. How did he make a personal log? Huh. Computer, play Lieutenant Snyder's personal log recorded from the solitary confinement unit of Soul Station.
Complying.
Lieutenant Andrew Snyder, personal log, stardate. I think I've lost track of time since being in this place. As soon as I got here, I was processed and then thrown into isolation. I was given uniforms, a meal card with minimal rations, and a pad. I'm apparently considered a high-risk prisoner. I've asked when my trial is and if I can speak to my advocate, but nobody's giving me information. I feel so worthless right now. I wonder if I should make a shank and end it. It would be quick and quiet, and I doubt anyone would care. My own commanding officer hasn't even written or asked to see
Computer.
Me.
Pause log.
Log paused.
I know how to deal with them all. I hate that Lieutenant Snyder was cleared. And I don't just want to deal with the lieutenant. I also want to deal with the entire crew of the Resurgence. Computer, hail Admiral Anders Ownsby on the Resurgence.
Peter, can I get something to eat, please?
Please specify.
A chicken sandwich and a water. Why are you all staring at me? Haven't you got anything better to do than stare at me? You're off-duty crewmen for-
Lieutenant, is there a problem?
Why are all the people in the mess area staring at me when I'm just trying to enjoy my food? I don't like being watched as if I'm doing something wrong. I just want to enjoy my food in peace.
Lieutenant, nobody is watching you as if you're going to do something wrong. People just haven't seen you in a while and they're curious about how you were. Nobody's watching you. Nobody wants to hurt you. I think? I think you should get your food and come over here with me. We can eat together.
I just want peace and quiet.
Then you can take your food and go to your quarters, Lieutenant. If you want to eat here, that's fine. But you can't be acting disruptive and making the area unsafe for others.
I'm not making this place unsafe. Are you just trying to find an excuse to send me back to Probert Station? If people would just stop looking at me.
All right, Lieutenant. Why don't I walk you back to your quarters? Come on. Bring your food with you. I think you need a little quiet time.
I got enough quiet time in jail to last me a lifetime. I don't need you acting like a patronizing jerk towards me. And I definitely do not need you trying to lock me up again.
All senior staff to the briefing room immediately.
Take your food to your quarters. I'll see what this issue is and then come talk to you about your outburst. I won't bring this situation to the Admiral if you do what I ask.
I'm not a child. Why are you ordering me to my room like you would a naughty child?
Because you're behaving like a naughty child. Look, Andrew, go to your quarters and just don't go freaking out at anyone else, all right? I'll go see what Owensby wants and then we'll have a talk, all right?
Whatever.
Thank you all for gathering so quickly. We have received some unusual new orders. Wait, where is Commander Kamarta? She was supposed to return to the ship earlier today. Owensby to Kamarta. Come in, Commander. I specifically asked for the entire senior staff to be here. Speaking of which, where's Lieutenant Snyder? I did send that order for him as well. I know he's not on active duty right now, but he should still be here to hear this news.
He's resting. With all due respect, Admiral, I'd like to speak to you about him after the meeting, privately.
What happened? He only got back to the ship today.
I don't believe Lieutenant Snyder would appreciate us gossiping about him. Admiral, you said we had new orders.
We've been ordered to...
Admiral, you called?
Yes, Commander, I sent that message to all senior staff. Would you kindly please report to the briefing room, please? I'm not waiting. As I was about to say, we've been asked to conduct a patrol tour of a nearby sector.
We're having a meeting over a simple patrol mission, sir. Wouldn't that be something you'd usually just announce to the whole ship?
If this were a normal patrol assignment, Doctor, that's exactly what I'd do. But this isn't exactly a normal assignment. We'll be conducting this patrol tour while undergoing inspection from Starfleet at their request.
Admiral, this is a highly unusual order from Starfleet Command. What purpose does an inspection tour serve after the ship has been in space dock and the crew on leave?
Maybe that's why they're doing it. The situation that we were facing before we went on leave. The timing, sir, just seems suspicious. It's like an untested element suddenly being introduced into an experiment that already works. If that kind of thing happened in my lab, I would personally be asking this. Why is this happening? And what does it mean for the bigger picture?
My apologies for missing your message, Admiral. I have been researching leads I gathered from the Fleet Museum in my quarters since my return from there.
It's all right, Commander. Just try not to ignore my messages in future. If we weren't dealing with a concerning situation, I would be more upset. As it is...
What seems to be the issue, Admiral?
Our next assignment is to undertake a patrol tour under the inspection from someone from Starfleet Command.
And who will be overseeing the inspection?
Admiral Gallegos will be coming on board tomorrow and joining us for our patrol tour to inspect the ship and crew.
Admiral Gallegos?
I do not know if you are aware, Admiral, but Admiral Gallegos was the one who blocked our letters and request to visit Lieutenant Snyder.
And how do you know that exactly, Lieutenant French?
What is the purpose of the inspection, Admiral Owensby?
Admiral Gallegos ordered it and Starfleet Command approved it. She didn't say why, and I don't have a reason to refuse unless there's something that you all know that I don't. I know you all have your questions and objections, but there's really nothing I can do to stop this from happening or even delay it. But I can certainly have the final say in how this ship and crew respond to it. We can make this ship look as pristine as possible and ensure that its crew runs as orderly as possible, and even if we feel like we're being treated unfairly, we must not show anything but professional behavior on both on and off duty. That said, you're all dismissed to deliver this news to your staff and prepare yourselves and your areas. Lieutenant Commander Nivu, for a moment, You wanted to talk to me about Lieutenant Snyder.
There was an incident in the mess hall involving Lieutenant Snyder. He became rather paranoid, aggressive, and loud to the point where I had to escort him to his quarters.
Thank you for informing me, Commander. I'll speak to him personally. Just do me a favor, will you? Don't put in a report because Admiral Gallegos might see it and use it against him and us.
I am concerned about how he would behave during an inspection and what that would mean for both himself and for the crew as a whole. She may have already accessed anything he recorded at Sol Station, sir. Her anger about the outcome of the trial may even be the reason behind her want for an inspection. There is no reason other than that I can think of as to why Admiral Gallegos would want to personally call for an inspection during a simple patrol tour. She wants to find weaknesses in the crew and the ship. That is my theory.
But why? What would she gain from doing that?
If a crew is found unfit or fails an inspection, they might lose their ship if Starfleet Command decides to take it. Admiral Gallegos might want the resurgence. Why? I don't know.
I may have to watch the Admiral when she's on board, so I can understand what her plan for a resurgence is.
And if she catches you watching her, she might fail us all on purpose, or simply declare you unfit to captain the resurgence, to the point where she'll take it under her command. And God knows where that'll leave you and the rest of us.
That's why I'll have to be sneaky about it, and do it alone as much as possible. You and the rest of the crew will have to be in the dark. You will have to pretend you know nothing about what I'm doing, especially if I get caught. I may get into trouble.
Sir, with all due respect, this is not something you can or should do by yourself. We can each do our own subtle investigation during the inspection as to the purpose of it and find a way to compare notes with each other without alerting the Admiral.
I just don't want to get any of you involved in this dangerous situation and end up losing anyone else I care about.
Anyone else, sir?
Never mind, Commander. Look, go inform your people about the inspection and ready yourselves. I'll speak to Lieutenant Snyder about this behavior. Dismissed. Personal log. Admiral Anders Ownsby recording. I'm going to have to investigate Admiral Gallegos' reasons for calling an inspection on Resurgence and her crew on my own. I know my crew wants to help, and normally I would appreciate and accept it, but I can't do that this time. Because Gallegos might take them away and put them into prison just like they did Lieutenant Snyder. And I will not lose my crew like I did him, or the people on the island. Because of me, my want to bring the best out of people. Endless lives were lost. I can't have anyone doing things to oppress me or help me more. Even if I have to sacrifice myself and everything I've worked for in the process. Save log.
What? Come to spring me from prison, Admiral?
I'm here to check on you, Lieutenant. I heard about your little outburst in the mess hall with Commander Nevu and I was concerned.
Concerned? Concerned?! If you were so concerned about me, Admiral, then why didn't you visit me in prison? Or at least write to me? I was in that hellhole for at least a week. I lost track of time after a week, so it might have been longer.
Starfleet Command denied my request to visit and write, Lieutenant. I did try.
Liar! You didn't try hard enough! You're the great Admiral Ownsby, and you always find a way to do things, even if you're told no!
Lieutenant!
No! I won't go back! Damn you, Admiral! Let me go!
No! I'm holding you for your own protection from hurting yourself anymore. I'm doing this because I care about you, Andrew. Let me care about you!
Let me go!
Admiral owns me too. It's okay, Andrew. It's all right. You're going to be alright, I promise. Doctor, take Lieutenant Snyder to sick bay and run a full scan on him. I believe he'll go with you quietly. Won't you, Andrew?
Admiral, I think we need to have a talk in my office. Wouldn't you agree?
Let me guess, Admiral, you don't want this incident put on report either.
We don't want to put anything in our logs that Gallegos can use against us. If she found out about this, not only would Snyder be done, the rest of us would be done for allowing this behavior to go unaddressed. They'd have him diagnosed with PTSD and cashier him out, especially given that he was under their microscope. And then they disciplined me for not being able to command him properly. I got disciplined severely enough it might mean the loss of the ship and the crew being scattered to God knows where. We have to keep this internal, Nebu, for all of our sakes.
What do we say when Gallegos asks why Snyder isn't at his post?
We'll say he has the flu and Dr. Duvalli wants to monitor him for dehydration. Even in this day and age, people get the flu. It's a perfect lie.
Admiral, can we go to my office now?
All lies come back like boomerangs to the people that threw them out into the world, Admiral. I guarantee you that Gallegos is going to find the truth she wants to find, and when she does, we're all going to be screwed. Especially you.
We could talk in a minute, Counselor. I need to talk to Commander Kamarta and ask her to help Lieutenant Andrevik take over Lieutenant Snyder's duties while he's sick. Computer, locate Commander Kamarta.
Commander Kamarta is in her quarters.
What? I ordered her along with everyone else to go prepare their teams. I'd better go see what she's up to. Counselor?
I think you can handle this on your own, Admiral. I'm going to check on Lieutenant Snyder.
Come.
Commander, my orders were...
I sent everyone a message informing them of your orders, Admiral. And then I decided to investigate the leads I found at the Fleet Museum. One of them was the Museum of Military Triumph and Conquest on Kronos.
Commander, we have just returned from leave and we have a fairly serious assignment coming up. I know you want to learn more about your house, but I cannot give you another period of leave just to go to Kronos.
I was actually thinking of asking you to give us a mission there after this inspection is done.
Commander, as much as I care about your little search, we can't just suddenly request a mission to Kronos from Starfleet Command just because you want to go there. I can't request to do anything or say anything that might cause us to fail this inspection. What I need you to do right now is focus on being my first officer. It also helped Lieutenant Andrzejewicz in taking on Lieutenant Snyder's duties.
And what is wrong with Lieutenant Snyder?
He has the flu. And Dr. Duvalli is keeping him in sickbay for the time being to observe him for dehydration. That said, I need you to cover his duties as well as your own.
Won't Admiral Gallegos take issue with that, sir?
Just leave Gallegos to me and focus on your responsibilities. You have been assigned. Please.
Yes, sir, I will.
Good. I need to go continue getting ready for inspection.
Mako Guard, assemble. Admiral on deck.
Please save the fanfare for Admiral Gallegos. I appreciate it, but...
Add attention.
Admiral Gallegos.
A Mako Guard? Why?
To honor your arrival, I thought you would appreciate it.
Let's proceed to the bridge, shall we?
Of course, Admiral. Mako Guard, that will be all.
Thank you. Admirals on the bridge.
Why is all of this necessary, Admiral Ownsby? Or why do you feel it's all necessary?
Such acts are traditional when guests come on board.
What I would like to see is everyone working hard at their assigned stations. Resurgence was christened long ago, so I don't need to see honor guards or other fancy things. I appreciate your attempt at respect, Admiral, but the best way you could show me respect is to show me that you can run the Resurgence the way Starfleet expects you to.
Of course, ma'am. Well, I'm personally glad you will be joining us on our inspection tour. Where will you be traveling to? The orders I received on the computer didn't say.
You, helmsman. According to my information, a Lieutenant Andrew Snyder is supposed to be sitting here. I know who he is, and I know you're not him. Where is Lieutenant Snyder? I specifically requested that everyone be at their assigned stations when I arrived for my inspection. Did I not?
That is Lieutenant Androjevic, head of operations, Admiral. Lieutenant Snyder came down with the flu yesterday and is in sick bay because Dr. Duvalli wants to monitor him for dehydration. He wanted to be on duty, of course, but I can't overrule the medical officer, nor would I want to risk Lieutenant Snyder's health, let alone the rest of the crew. Even now, the flu is still prominent among many species, including humans.
Of course. We wouldn't want all of those issues, Admiral. Not at all. Lieutenant Andreevic, set a course for the Briar Patch.
Admiral?
Do you have a problem with my orders, Lieutenant?
That's a dangerous region of space, sir. What reason do we have to go there, exactly?
Because it's a dangerous region of space. We have to make sure nothing bad or unusual is happening there. That's the point of a patrol tour. Admiral Ownsby?
Lieutenant Androjevic, set a course for the Briar Patch and apologize to Admiral Gallegos for questioning her.
My apologies, Admiral Gallegos. Course laden.
Take control, Gallegos. You're not taking control.
Have all the departure procedures been completed?
Not yet, Admiral Gallegos. We were waiting until you were on board so that you could observe us.
Might I see the ship out, Admiral Ownsby? I've been stuck behind a desk for so long, and I truly miss the feeling of giving the word.
Of course, Admiral. Would you like me to?
I would like to do this and silently inspect your crew as they take the ship out. You can go check on your sick officer if you'd like. We will talk later about how everything went. You're dismissed, Admiral Ownsby. While you're off the bridge, could you take a look at your ship's stardate counter? It appears to be broken. I'm surprised nobody noticed it during past inspections. I'll be sure to let Command know about it on my final report. I'm sure someone will be facing a reprimand for this.
The stardate counter's broken?
Yes. It seems to be giving the wrong day and year. You might want to look into that as soon as possible. I'm afraid I'm going to have to note that in my report. Anyway, as you were.
Nicely done, Admiral Gallegos. You're not as weak as I thought you were.
Computer, pull up all available information about the Briar Patch.
Unable to comply. Search is too broad.
Computer, have any Starfleet personnel visit the Briar Patch within the last year?
Listing Starfleet personnel who have visited the Briar Patch in the last year.
Oh dear, that's a lot of names. Admiral Gallegos is listed. Computer, can you give me more information as to why and when Admiral Gallegos visited the Briar Patch within the last year?
Access to information is restricted.
Restricted? To whom?
Access to information is restricted.
Computer, can you tell me if there have been any new developments within the Briar Patch over the last year?
listing developments within the Briar Patch.
Let's see. There's been a lot of run-ins in the area with the Baku. They have been classified as being cargo runs, but any more information than that is either limited or classified. Computer save and store search. Come. Counselor, I thought you were visiting Snyder.
I was, but he wished to speak with you and actually asked that I go find you. He's too afraid to use the comm system with Admiral Gallegos on board.
I was sent off the bridge by Admiral Gallegos instead of being allowed to see the ship out of space dock in front of her. She wanted to do it herself and observed how everybody worked at their stations. And she told me that the Resurgence is going to do a patrol mission in the Briar Patch.
So you decided to come to your quarters and see what's going on in the Briar Patch that she might need us for?
Admiral Gallegos suggested I go visit Lieutenant Snyder in sickbay, but I felt it might be a good time to investigate the Briar Patch while she's preoccupied at the bridge.
Did you find anything?
There have been a lot of runs to the area where the Baku is that are classified as being cargo runs, but any more of information than that is either limited or classified. I know Starfleet tried to annex the Baku years ago for their own purposes, but that was stopped by the Enterprise E and her crew. I can't imagine that they would try to do that again, would they?
I'm not sure. I don't mean to pry, but I can sense that something else is on your mind.
I'm just wondering why Admiral Gallegos was so insistent on taking the ship out and observing the departure procedures without me there. It's one thing for her to want to give the word, but to send me off the bridge so she could observe it without me? It's just odd. It's as if she wants to learn how things work at her rank. She would already know how a ship runs, especially the departure procedures.
Do you think she's planning to somehow take the ship away from you?
That's my worry. Especially given her behavior. I just can't prove anything definitive, and I hate it! I may need to observe her more as we get closer to the patch and try to do it without getting caught.
Sir, you should allow the crew to help you.
And that will put them in harm's way, and I'll end up losing them like I lost...
Sir.
Nothing. Nothing, Counselor. You said Lieutenant Snyder was asking for me. We should go see him, then. Given that the last interaction I had with him was less than pleasant, I was wondering if you could accompany me to sickbay.
Of course, Admiral.
Well, Admiral, this is a surprise. Only took you about half a day to come down here.
I've been busy with the inspection, Diwali. How's Lieutenant Snyder?
He's been taking liquids, but hasn't said or eaten much since I got him in here yesterday. I think he's embarrassed and sad about what happened.
I heard he was asking for me.
Yeah, he was. But then he got scared of actually you coming, because he didn't want to wreck the inspection for you. He's mostly just been resting. More sleeping than anything else.
Can you wake him up now? Please?
I can, but go easy on him. Don't exhaust him. Be nice.
Doctor, I know how to talk to my crew.
Of course you do, sir. Lieutenant Snyder. Admiral Ownsby's here for a visit.
Admiral?
How are you feeling? You probably don't need to sit up. In fact, you probably shouldn't.
I need to apologize for yesterday, Admiral. My outburst in the mess hall and my fight with you, both were unacceptable. I haven't been feeling good about myself for a long time.
Nothing to apologize for, Andrew. You've not had it easy this last little while, and I haven't been as understanding of that as I could have been. Anyway, how are you feeling?
Greetings, Admiral Galagos. What brings you to sickbay?
Well, I did tell Admiral Ownsby that he should visit his sick officer, and I thought I would do the same. Hello again, Lieutenant Snyder.
Hello there, Admiral Galagos. How are you?
I'm well. I'm also sorry to hear that you are not so well. Your time in isolation at Sol Station and your leave after the trial must have made you ill.
All right, that's enough. Respectfully, Admiral Galagos, Lieutenant Snyder needs some rest now, and so I'm going to have to politely ask you to leave.
As you wish, Doctor. Counselor, walk with me. I need to talk to you. Privately.
Of course, Admiral.
Lieutenant Andrew, are you all right? She said some things, and I worried how you were going to react.
I'm in control, sir. Thank you for visiting me and staying when she was here. You didn't have to. You could have simply left, but you stayed.
Good on you for not losing your cool, Lieutenant, when Galagos was trying to goad you into doing exactly that. What the hell was she doing, bringing up what he's been through, Admiral? That was so inappropriate. What is wrong with her?
It was almost as if she was trying to get a reaction out of me, so she could say I was the reason Resurgence fails the inspection.
It did seem like that. It almost seems like she's looking for any reason to fail us. How long until we reach the Briar Patch anyway?
That is something I should probably go find out from Commander Camarta and the rest of the bridge. Get some rest, Andrew. I'll check back in later, okay? Please get well soon. Miss having you on duty.
Thanks for coming to see me, Admiral. I'll do my best to get well enough to get back to work. Soon. Why are we going to the Briar Patch?
I'll explain it to you.
This is a very professional-looking office, Counselor Ybarra. As it should be.
She's a telepath! Guard your emotions better, you fool! Or else she'll know what we're up to!
Thank you, Admiral. You said you wanted to talk to me about something in private. Would you like to sit down?
No, I just wanted to talk to someone about my concerns in private. You see, Starfleet admirals aren't allowed to share their private concerns without it becoming a big thing, and I'm not sure this is worth making a big thing. I wanted the opinion of a professional first, and seeing as you are one, I decided to approach you.
I'm listening, Admiral.
I'm concerned about Admiral Ownsby, and I've been concerned about him ever since I came on board.
Why, may I ask?
He seems very reluctant to trust that his crew can manage without his supervision. I first observed this behavior when I wanted to see the ship out of space dock and suggested that he visit his sick officer. He was reluctant to leave. It seemed to me as if he was reluctant to let his crew prove their capabilities or even work under anyone else's supervision. It seemed like rather clingy behavior. And it made me wonder if he was still struggling with the losses he experienced during the Iconian War. What are your thoughts on that?
Losses?
Oh. Admiral Ownsby didn't tell you? That's very odd, considering you were the ship's counselor and he was strongly encouraged to continually seek therapy to deal with those losses he suffered. You see, he was very close to an individual he lost as he served as that individual's Starfleet sponsor, among other things. He was also close to many of the Highland's crew, and a lot of them also died during the Iconian War. I had been under the impression that he had properly addressed his grief, but after his little episode on the bridge, that and his length of visit with Lieutenant Snyder? Be honest, Counselor. Has the Admiral been exhibiting any other odd behaviors lately? I'm worried his unresolved guilt is interfering with his ability to carry out his duty competently.
I think that if you are curious about Admiral Ownsby's grief, Admiral Gallegos, you should speak directly to Admiral Ownsby. Grief and the grief process is a very personal matter.
Oh, I understand that. But Admiral Ownsby may not. You see, when his friend, excuse me, his sponsee, was killed during the Iconian War, he was very public about his grief. He nearly caused a conflict between the Federation and his sponsee's world because he wanted to bury the body on Earth instead of sending the body to their homeworld so they could be buried according to their culture's customs. He also insisted on having Starfleet funerals for all of those who were lost on the Highlands, even if there were no bodies to bury. It concerned a lot of command. But he insisted he was fine, and we trusted his judgment. Should I be concerned enough about Admiral Ownsby, Counselor, to recommend to Starfleet that he go on medical leave? Tell me truthfully. What's that?
It's the shift change signal. It's now gamma shift. Since it's getting late, Admiral Gallegos, would you like me to show you to your guest quarters?
Oh, very well. I suppose I should get some rest. Lead on, Counselor.
Oh, Admiral Ownsby.
Admiral Gallegos, Counselor Ybarra. You're welcome to share Turbolift with me. I was just on my way to the bridge to relieve Commander Komarta. I volunteered to be on the bridge for Gamma Shift tonight. Commander Komarta, I relieve you.
Admiral, with all due respect, this is the fourth time this week you've volunteered for Gamma Shift. Are you okay?
Interesting.
You know what you have to do. And hurry it up. Time is running short.
Computer, patch into the bridge and record.
Commander, now the ship has changed and the bridge is quieter, I talk with you in my ready room for a moment.
Of course, Admiral.
Computer, patch into Admiral Ownsby's ready room and record.
Commander, what were you thinking sharing that?
That'll be enough to get Gallegos asking a lot of questions. The last thing I want her to do is poking around more than she absolutely has to.
I'm also concerned as to why you're volunteering for Gamma Shift so much after working Alpha and Beta as much as you can. You have other command officers who can take care of the bridge while you're at rest. It's almost as if you don't want to rest. Am I right?
What is wrong with you? First you questioned my decision to keep Snyder's behavior off the official records, and now you're questioning my work of multiple shifts? In case you haven't noticed, Commander, we're in the middle of an important inspection. I want to work hard so we as a ship and crew look good.
You're acting like we'll all be taken away or burst into flames if you're not right there with us all the time. We know how to run the ship. Your mothering us is making us look incompetent, and it's making you look like you have some sort of...
Some sort of what, Commander?
You're not acting right, Admiral.
Get out!
What?
Get out of my ready room and resume your post on the bridge, Commander.
I should not have done that. What's wrong with me?
Computer, play gift. I should not have done that.
What's wrong with me?
Computer, save recording and store in my personal files.
Recording saved and stored in personal files.
Computer, pull up my classified files on the Briar Patch and... What's this? Someone tried to access my files? Computer, who tried to access my files about the Briar Patch?
Admiral Anders Ownsby.
Why am I not surprised that he would go straight to the computer for answers once I told him we were going to the Briar Patch? Ownsby is too smart for his own good, and it's going to get him into very deep trouble. Computer, I'd like to compile a report. Recipient, Starfleet Command.
Personal log. Admiral Anders Ownsby recording. It is currently in the middle of Gamma Shift, and we have just arrived at the Briar Patch. Or so I hear from the bridge. Ever since my fight with Commander Nevu, I've felt guilty because he told the truth about myself and I responded by throwing him out of the ready room. I won't be surprised if he puts me to report or tattled on me to Admiral Gallicos because I behaved in a way that is unbecoming of a commanding officer. I spent a lot of my off time in my quarters or on the observation deck pondering my recent behavior and the amends I need to make with those whom I have hurt with it. They were trying to help me, but I couldn't see it. Because I, too, was lost. I was lost in my grief, and I still am, in a way. Lias died because of me. Because I encouraged him to join Starfleet. Spotted him against Cardassia's wishes. He was so full of life and potential, and I destroyed both of that. Because I put him in a situation where he died. I encouraged him to put on the uniform and I got him killed. I pushed the Highland to their deaths as well. Elias and those lost in the Highland are the reasons why I protect my crew. Why I watch over them. It's not that I don't trust their abilities. I think they're all very skilled individuals who have great potential to do things. Do great things. I just don't want to lose anyone else and put them at risk. Like I put him at risk. I've been strict on them. But I've gotten too close. That makes me seem like a maniac. My recent behavior might have gotten me in trouble with the Admiral and Starfleet Command. My crew has been very quiet and only speaking to me when spoken to. That, however, is probably for the best, given that things have been too good between us since the Lieutenant Snyder's trial. It's my fault. I own it. I hurt people and I'm hurting myself. I need to fix it. But it may be too late. Ownsby here.
Admiral Ownsby. Admiral Gallegos here. I would like to speak to you in the briefing room right away, please.
Right away, Admiral. It is too late.
Admiral Ownsby, welcome. Have a seat, will you?
I prefer to stand. You have to see me, Admiral.
Listening doesn't seem to be one of your strong points, I see. That's why my recommendation is probably for the best. You don't listen to others, and you sure don't listen to yourself. That said, I feel ready to share my recommendation with you, one that I've already passed on to Starfleet. I've recommended that you're in need of more training and in need of a break from the chair.
What?
I've already submitted my report to Starfleet Command, along with my recommendation that you be demoted and transferred to another ship. I'll be taking command of Resurgence until Starfleet can figure out a replacement for you.
There has to be a board of inquiry. You can't just transfer me off.
You didn't even fix the problem with the Stardate counter that I pointed out a few days ago. How can Starfleet trust you with the command of an entire ship and crew if you can't be trusted to fix small issues like the Stardate counter when they're brought to your attention? Anyway, we'll be rendezvousing with your new ship at Baku in 20 hours. I just thought you should know.
And what about my crew?
I'll make the announcement regarding your transfer. You're dismissed. I have a ship to run.
I will fight this.
You can certainly try. Good night, Captain.
That was impressive. You absolutely humiliated him.
What do you want now?
Dispose of the rest of them. You don't need them. You only need the ship. I only need you. I don't need a bunch of idiots who are loyal to a weakling.
They'll be useful.
Fine. Keep them. Don't make me regret showing you compassion.
Crew of the Resurgence, this is Admiral Galgos. I have an announcement to make.
Couldn't resist making my demotion and transfer public, could she? Haven't I been humiliated enough?
Oh. My old holo album. Forgot I brought this from the Highland back to Earth. Guess I couldn't hurt to get lost in some memories. It was bad enough to lose Elias. But all these people. Why did they die and I didn't? Oh. Better put this away.
You're leaving?
Adam, this is not my choice. Just give me a minute.
Wait. Are you crying? The great, almighty Admiral Anders Ownsby is crying?
Yes, I am crying, but don't refer to me by that rank. Not exactly Admiral anymore. I thought Galagos had announced that.
She mentioned that you'd be leaving the ship when we got to Baku. She didn't mention that you had been demoted. What exactly happened between you and her that caused her to demote and reassign you?
Dr. Del Valle, Admiral Galagos here. I have an assignment for you. Dr. Del Valle, respond!
Boy, she doesn't waste any time getting comfortable in command, does she?
She is your commanding officer now, Adam. You better be answering that.
What seems to be the issue, Admiral Galagos?
I want Andrew Snyder off my ship. You can send him away when we stop at Baku to drop off Captain Ownsby.
God. She what side of marooned? In the briar patch?
You've made yourself clear, Admiral Galagos. But I'm not going to do that.
I'll take Andrew with me, Adam. Don't get yourself into more trouble. Just let her know and be done with it.
By my recommendation, Lieutenant Snyder will be transferring with Captain Ownsby.
Excuse me, Admiral?
I'm following your orders just as you asked me to do. I found a way to get Lieutenant Snyder off of the ship as soon as possible. Isn't that what you wanted?
Report to the bridge immediately, Doctor. Galagos
out. Anna, you realize she's probably going to transfer you after that little stunt, right?
I'll be more than happy to follow you and Snyder, sir. I'd honestly rather start over somewhere else than stay here with her.
Should go. She did ask for you. I have to get packing. It was good to see you. Thanks for visiting while you still had the chance.
Will you tell everyone else goodbye for me? I don't have it in me to say goodbye to anyone else.
I understand. I do. Given what your file says, I expect you to feel that way.
I don't want to talk about it right now, Adam. Please.
Maybe you not wanting to talk about it for so long is why you're in the mess you're in right now, Anders. Anyway, Anders, I'll see you later.
Maybe you're right. I need to talk about it more. So I don't make my life into more of a mess than it already is. What if they make less of me? We're talking about my grief, though. I don't know what to do.
You wished to see me, Admiral.
Doctor, the way you spoke to me was...
absolutely appropriate, considering how you referred to Lieutenant Snyder, Admiral.
Excuse me, Doctor?
Doctor, that is an Admiral you are speaking to, and your conduct around someone of that rank should be more honorable.
Doctor, what is the matter with you? Admiral Ownsby is leaving us, and all you can do is come up here and yell at Admiral Gallegos.
Admiral Ownsby isn't leaving willingly. He was demoted and transferred by Admiral Gallegos. Admiral Gallegos also told me to get rid of Lieutenant Snyder when we got to Baku.
Get rid of?
Yes.
Enough! Admiral Ownsby can keep him, and you'll pay for your insubordination, Doctor. You can go with Ownsby and Snyder for all I care. I can always get another doctor for the ship.
Doctors are needed everywhere, and I'll be fine wherever I go, Admiral. Leaving you behind doesn't bother me all that much, honestly.
Get off my bridge and pack your things. I'll write your transfer orders while you do.
Happy to, sir.
Doctor, may I join you?
Why, I don't really have a lot of things to pack, but I'll welcome the company if you really want to help.
I mean, may I join you in leaving the ship with the Admiral and Lieutenant Snyder?
It would not be honorable to abandon one's crewmates in their time of need. So I would like to join you in leaving the ship as well.
Excuse me?
I do not respect you as a commanding officer, so I will not serve you. I will only serve someone I can respect.
That is it! Attention, crew. This is Admiral Gallegos, your commanding officer. It has come to my attention that some of you are refusing to serve me. I mean, serve under my command, because you do not respect the way that I have handled being in command thus far. That said, I invite anyone who wishes to transfer alongside Captain Ownsby to submit the request within the next 18 hours, and I'll make sure you get what you want. Admiral Gallegos out. Now, all of you who want to transfer, send your requests in as I have ordered you to do so I can send them to Starfleet. Those who have already been given permission to go may prepare to leave.
Incoming message.
Another crew transfer request? This makes the entire senior staff that has requested transfers. Whatever hold Ownsby has over that crew of his?
Admiral Gallegos.
What do you want now?
Really, Admiral Gallegos, I don't need a reason to visit you. I'm frankly disappointed in you. I didn't expect you to lose control of the resurgence so quickly. Do I need to punish you? Maybe punishing you will remind you that I am the one in charge here, not you.
Ah!
If I choke you long enough, Admiral, you'll pass out, or maybe even die. And then you'll learn not to be weak, won't you? Won't you? If I kill you, though, I'll lose the only way I have to gather the ships I need for my plan. So, I'll let you keep your life. For now. But you had better not disappoint me again. Make it clear to them, and to me, that you are in control of this situation. Show me your leadership capabilities. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes.
Attention crew, this is Admiral Galagos. All future transfer requests will be denied by order of Starfleet Command due to the fact that the ship still needs to function despite the circumstances that led to the change in command. That is all. Admiral Galagos out.
Who is it? Captain Ownsby. What do you want?
I need to collect my personal things. I also heard your announcement about Starfleet refusing to accept any more transfers.
Because you got your whole senior staff to leave with you. I told Starfleet that I needed the rest of your crew to run the ship. They were actually quite appalled that the rest of the senior staff also decided to leave along with you. They might get in trouble for it.
What are you talking about? Haven't talked to my former senior staff
since. Just please gather your things and leave, Captain. I'm very busy here. The sooner we get to Baku, the sooner I can be rid of Ownsby and his annoying lackeys.
Captain, you asked to see us.
I never knew how beautiful space was, especially this region. I should really take more time to find joy in everything when I get to the new ship.
Sir, you called us here to talk about the stars?
Sir, I really appreciate you putting in a good word for me. But I don't know if any other ship will take me given what's happened recently. With the trial and my time in jail.
Andrew, it's already done. Your transfer has been approved. You're allowed to come with me because I asked for you to come with me. What I didn't ask for is the rest of you to also request transfers. I didn't ask for you to come with me. Galagos.
Admiral Galagos is not worthy of the respect she demands, sir.
I do not believe she will find the collective here easy to command because she has not earned their respect like you have. Respect must be earned, not demanded.
I believe she knows what we're doing, though, as she stopped approving transfers after we all submitted ours. Senior staff are the only ones who got approved for transfer.
But why are you all choosing to do this? Why transfer? I know why Lieutenant Snyder is. I invited him to come with me because Galagos doesn't want him here. And she's made that very clear. But the rest of you...
Sir, with all due respect, why do you feel you have to carry this burden alone? Whatever's happening feels like some sort of conspiracy, and you need to deal with it and whatever's going on inside of you. Because clearly, it's too much for you to handle by yourself. Before you say that you're fine and you'll be fine on your own, look at what's happened.
You're all wanting to carry my burden with me. It's almost like something a family would do.
As has been shown by the Klingons, sir, family does not always mean blood. Family can be defined as the individuals you care deeply about.
Perhaps this is for the best, Captain. You have healing to do, and we want to help you heal. Maybe this will help you to stop keeping us at arm's length and realize that we do care about you.
This almost sounded like an intervention more than a goodbye.
Why do we need to say goodbye when we are coming with you?
Because I don't want you all to come with me. I want you to forget about me and go on with your lives and careers. I'm a lost cause.
Well, here's to us both being lost causes then.
Andrew?
You're technically not my commanding officer anymore, sir. So you can't reprimand me for stating how I feel about myself.
Technically, Captain, you're not in command of any of us anymore. And you can't tell us whether or not we should follow you to the new ship. We're no longer your crew. But we're offering to be your friends. If you'll let us.
Bless you all.
Is that the Enterprise?
We're not going to the Enterprise, are we, sir?
She's beautiful.
She just underwent a Yorktown refit. I didn't think it was quick enough for her to be out here at the same time as Resurgence was.
Admiral, are you all right?
I'm fine. Just deep in thought about a lot of things.
Why would the Enterprise take us on? I doubt we'd be recommended for that ship, seeing that Admiral Galagos doesn't think too highly of us.
Lieutenant Snyder and I are likely being sent to Baku to wait for Starfleet to decide what to do with us. Maybe the rest of you will be sent to Enterprise because you deserve a better commanding officer.
Do not say such things, Admiral. You are
not your commanding officer anymore.
We still care about you, even though you're not in charge of us anymore. Sir, and we hope you're given something useful to do. You and Andrew both.
I'm sure we'll all get something useful to do. I had hoped, though, that we'd be doing it together. I've grown rather fond of this crew.
Gardens cannot stay the same forever. They have to grow and change.
That reminds me of something an old friend once told me.
The old friend who gave you the music you play every week.
Well...
Attention. We are approaching Baku. Anyone who's departing the ship, please gather their things and report to the shuttle bay.
Well, I guess this is it.
We will go gather our things and meet you in the shuttle bay, Captain.
To the journey, and all it may bring. May the winds in my back carry me forward and upward. I need it to.
Well, hello there, Captain Ownsby.
Captain Sean! As good as it is to see you, what are you doing here? Is Admiral Galagos giving you the Resurgence instead of taking it herself?
No, Captain. I'm taking you and the other transferring officers with me to the Enterprise. The report Admiral Galagos sent to Starfleet was valid in Starfleet's eyes, but you're not a lost cause to them. They wanted to give you a chance to redeem yourself in an encouraging environment, so they reached out to me and asked me to oversee your retraining since they know we're friends. My first officer's on leave right now anyway because of family things, so I'm in need of one. Are you up for the challenge?
What about the others?
I'll find places for them on the Enterprise, just like I found a place for you. Of course, we'll be talking about everything that led to this, but not right now. Right now, I just need to know if you're up to being my first officer on the Enterprise.
Of course I will, Captain. I'm grateful you think that I'm not a lost cause.
Nobody is a lost cause that doesn't want to be, Anders. You don't want to be a lost cause. You're just broken. Really broken. And you need a little help putting yourself back together again. It's going to be okay. It really is. It's just going to take time, work, and you trusting others to help you. Okay. According to the list I have here, I should be taking Ownsby, K. Marta, Zohar, Del Valle, 2 of 11, French, Andrejevich, Esposito, Holden, Doyle, Zibara, and Schneider. Are you all here?
Excuse me, sir, but who are you? You look very official.
This is our new captain, Captain Sean of the USS Enterprise. That's where we'll be going.
Yes, my name is Captain Sean, and I'm the captain of the Enterprise. Now that that basic introduction is out of the way, we really should be going. I'd like to get us all back to the Enterprise as soon as possible so you can get assigned quarters and duties. If you'll all just follow me into the shuttle, we can get underway.
Computer, give me a view of the Enterprise. Put it on screen.
View of the Enterprise on screen.
I see that Captain Sean and his new crew members are on their way to the Enterprise. Set a course on this heading. Maximum warp.
You have been listening to Renewal, a Star Trek fan production. Episode 9, Calamity, written by Heather Leigh Cameron. The cast of this episode features the voice talents of Andrew Gehring as Admiral Anders Ownsby, Abigail Laurel as Commander Camarta, Jason Markowitz as Dr. Adam DeValle and Lieutenant Andrew Jevic, Max Noble as Lieutenant Commander Nivu Zohar, James Wolfe as Lieutenant Snyder, Simon Squire VA as Ensign Cadmus Esposito and Captain Vakel Sean. Austin Clark as Ensign Simon Holden. Turinator as Ensign Bridges. Julie Marie Perrette as the computer. Ella GVA as 2 of 11. Thomas 1701 as Crewman Doyle. Alice VA as Counselor Ubarra. Zapira Potato as Lieutenant Falco. Heather Leigh Cameron as Lieutenant French. Kat Roberts as Admiral Rachel Gallegos. And JBC as the Infamous. The episode was edited by Chase C, and the theme was composed by Ellen Amaro Music. Renewal, a Star Trek fan production, was created by Andrew Gehring and Aaron McDonald, based on Star Trek The Next Generation by Gene Roddenberry, and Star Trek Online, developed by Cryptic Games. No rights infringement intended. Subscribe to this production wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe to Riffpoint's YouTube channel, or follow us on social media at the links in the description. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope to see you again next time in the Rift. Star Trek and all related marks, logos, and characters are owned by Viacom CBS Incorporated. Riftpoint Productions, website production, and or any exhibition of material created by Riftpoint Productions are not endorsed, sponsored, or affiliated with Viacom CBS or the Star Trek franchise.